The share it with a friend deal. Even if that friend is yourself. Your McDonald's, your rules.
There's a deal for every friendship at McDonald's. Like right now, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles or a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles and get the second one for just a buck. And complete your meal with an icy cold Coke. Order ahead on the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
AT&T Fiber presents a straightforward moment inspired by straightforward pricing.
And now we just cube the pancetta as such.
So what's on the menu tonight?
This carbonara I found online. It's fire. You're going to love it, Mom.
I hope you hold on to this AT&T Fiber, son. It's nice.
Yeah, you should settle down now that you're a good gillionaire.
Oh, I am. I finally found the one internet I've been looking for my whole life.
So, no more one-year stands?
Nah, I'm done with all that. With AT&T Fiber, there's no price increase at 12 months.
What about equipment fees?
Nope.
Those were never any good for you.
Exactly. But now, everything's completely straightforward.
Well, in the spirit of being straightforward, I never liked any of your old ones.
Me neither. Blah.
Y'all never told me that.
But we're being straightforward now, which feels good, yeah?
Yeah. Now let's get straightforward about that girl he's been seeing.
Straightforward is better. No equipment fees, no data caps, no price increase at 12 months. Live like a gagillionaire with AT&T Fiber. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Folks, I don't mind telling you I'm a little concerned. Actually, I'm a lot concerned over what has transpired here over the last couple of weeks. The appearance of the communist China spy balloon and the subsequent actions of the Biden administration, the Biden regime, are really keeping me up at night. And let me explain what I mean. The latest developments on this are as follows. Joe Biden. Last week, Beijing Biden coming out and admitting that since he allowed the communist spy balloon to come into the country, and by the way, CBS News reporting that the United States military tracked this thing from when it first rose up over China across the Pacific into the United States airspace, they were tracking it the entire way and they allowed it to spy. They allowed it to come into our airspace, knowing where it came from, knowing that it was malign, because nothing good comes from China. Nothing good comes from communist China. The most racist, the most genocidal, the most inhuman communist slave state in the world. Nothing good comes from this country. So here's Beijing Biden admitting something about since he allowed the known China spy balloon to spy and then shooting it down over water so it'd be hard to recover the mechanics and the information captured on board, then, as you all know, the United States went on a shooting spree of things floating around. And we were told that pilots were being commanded to shoot things out of the air before they could verify what they were. Here's Beijing Biden's admission to this last week.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
Okay, he would go on to say that these balloons don't have any ties to communist China, according to the intelligence community. The same intelligence community that told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. That intelligence community. So, folks, I had to let you know, my sources are telling me that some of these balloons did have a connection with communist China and that Beijing Biden is lying his wrinkly ass off. So I want to do some analysis on this. Let's say, for example, that Joe Biden is telling the truth for once in his miserable existence. That means that Joe Biden has been shooting stuff out of the sky like $12 balloons with $400,000 Sidewinder missiles, willy-nilly, just to flex his muscles and prove to the American people that he's on the ball. which he just proved he's not on the ball. He's also showing that he'll shoot down American research balloons, but he won't shoot down communist China spy balloons until they're done spying. Right? So this admission means we're in big trouble. Now, what if Beijing Biden is lying? What if Beijing Biden is protecting Beijing and Beijing has launched wave after wave after wave of these balloons, some of them capable of carrying EMP devices, some of them capable of carrying small suitcase nukes, some of them capable of carrying bioweapon devices. And Joe Biden is just covering for the fact that we are shrinking and retreating under the face of a communist enemy because we have communists in the regime who are in charge. What if he is actually lying? Then we are in big, big trouble. So no matter how you slice this, the United States is in heap big doo-doo. Now, this begs the question, what are we going to do as a people, knowing that we have a man, the caliber, an alleged man, I say alleged because, well, you know, these days you never know with the way these left-wingers are thinking, an alleged man in the White House who is pro-China, anti-American and pro-China, a pro-China regime in the United States in charge, and a anti-conservative, anti-constitutional regime to boot. What are we supposed to do? What will Republicans do with these revelations? And are you going to be happy with just hearing, oh, we're going to launch another investigation? We will talk to a former military guy and a current congressman from the great state of Texas. That's coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
The current regime is trying to warm relations with our enemies to make sure that we hand over every advantage from our country to them, technology and everything, so that they can prosper and continue to put their boots on the throats of their people, the genocide, the slavery. And Democrats are all on board with China's slavery. Democrats support China's slavery. Democrats support China's genocide. Democrats support communism. That's why 165 of them voted to not investigate communist China. So this is the boat that we're in, and we have a lot of so-called Republicans who are out there saying, yes, we must do everything we can to be bipartisan and make sure that these Democrats have all the power in the world to continue to harm us and sell out this country. I am not one of those conservatives who believes that. I think when you're bleeding, you've got to stop the bleeding. Let me bring in a member of Congress, a good friend of the program, Congressman Pat Fallon. He represents the 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force, which makes him perfectly suited to talk about these invasions of our airspace. Congressman, welcome.
Yes, Chris, can you hear me?
I got you, bud. Thank you. Hey, glad to have
you. You're a great American, Chris Salcedo.
Thank you, my friend, and right back at you. Look, I have my own take and some of my sources inside the White House and in the IC, the intelligence community, have been telling me about what is transpiring here. I know you've received one classified briefing, which to the greatest extent you can, about the previous spy balloon that Joe Biden and the Democrats allowed to complete its mission. But what do you know about the subsequent invasions of our airspace and Canada's airspace?
Well, Chris, let me talk to you in general about the first one, because I did get a classified briefing, so I can't get into specifics. But it's rather obvious that once you identify what's this balloon, and it's going to be an intelligence gathering sortie, if you will, you got to shoot it down. And the excuse that the administration gave, that they didn't want to hurt people on the ground, well, I looked it up. When it was over Montana, Montana has the population density per square mile of seven, singular, seven people. You take away the top seven cities in Montana, which is obviously what you wouldn't want to sit down over one of those little, really, specks on a map. It goes down to 2.5 per square mile. That's like almost Alaska. That is the safest place other than the ocean to shoot it down.
Well,
but
wait
instead,
a minute. Wait a minute.
Let it go all the way through.
Wait a minute. The safest place to shoot it down was before it entered our airspace.
100%. But once it's there, see, because he didn't act at all. He claims he acted. But Joe Biden, you know, when you can tell he's lying is when his lips are bumping.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have been taken out over the Pacific. One. Two, once the American people were informed and there was a backlash, well, then he said, well, I told him to shoot it down, but then they told me it was just a dodge is the point. And then he got to go all the way through and he pops it over the Atlantic. If we can't even shoot down a weather balloon, that's the weakness that Joe Biden's going to project, then what do you think Xi Jinping's thinking about Taiwan?
Well, you know it wasn't just a weather balloon. The technology on board was significantly more invasive. And what happens the next time China wants to send over a suitcase nuke or an EMP device or a bioweapon on one of these balloons? What happens then?
That's the danger. Your number one job, whether you're on a city council or the president of the United States, is to keep the people you represent safe. And Joe Biden has abdicated on his most sacred duty. And it's really, it literally disgusts me. And then I have to sit through 90 minutes of him just, again, lying through his teeth in the State of the Union address. That was a chore.
Well, let me get to the instances over the weekend, Canada, and over the Great Lakes, and again, once again in Montana, more of these devices being implemented by our communist enemy, although the administration won't admit that it is their dear friends, their close friends, the communist Chinese. And I think this is part of the problem. The Democrat Party, Congressman, is arrayed at protecting those who want to destroy this country. How is it that your political party, the Republican Party, stands for such a thing?
We can't stand for it. I mean, literally, the safety and security of our country, the U.S. national security, is being compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, and many in the Democratic Party are colluding with them. And this is the question that we need answered. How long were we tracking the balloon before it entered our airspace? And was our national security compromised at all? And what are the protocols going to be moving forward?
Well, I have the answer to some of that. According to our sources, this balloon was tracked, the first one. I don't know about the others, but the first one was tracked over the Aleutian Islands and could have, and this is probably something you've received a briefing on, with our laser technology, we could have made precision punctures into that balloon to bring it down controlled and just over the border into U.S. airspace and have it cordoned off, and we would have had a treasure trove and no spying would have been successful from this balloon. But you have an administration, Congressman, this is what I want to get into you with you. You have an administration that is compromised. The poll after poll after poll says that Americans believe that they are compromised by communist China. One of our sources inside of the White House, who happens to be a reporter, said, quote, the following, the White House wants to try to control the narrative, not news. It's a narrative. They want to control the narrative because the White House doesn't have a clue what to do. Your response.
They want to spin the truth and make it political. And there should be some things that simply are not partisan and they're not political. The security of this country, we used to all agree on, right? I mean, it's remarkable to me. And you said that over 5 dozen Democrats didn't vote, you know, to call the Chinese Communist Party on the carpet. It's remarkable to me.
Congressman Pat Fallon is our guest right now, folks. 4th congressional district here in the great state of Texas. Joe Biden and his timidity Neville Chamberlain looks like Ronald Reagan compared to this guy. And not only to him, Congressman, but also to General White Rage Milley, to Lloyd Austin, to the individuals. I'm going to play a soundbite for you of the competence of this administration. And I want you to listen very carefully. This is Joe Biden's spokesmouth, his new brain. Her name is Karine Jean-Pierre, and she is typifying the cost of having Democrats in positions of authority and power. Listen to this and give me your reaction.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of NORAD. There is NORAD is part of like a part of it's a what you call a coalition,
a consortium,
a pact of
nations.
A pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did it clearly in step with Canada.
With Canada, says the
with Canada.
Yes,
it's a new country, Canada.
Yep. And these are the people in charge of keeping us safe. Congressman, can you and I admit right now that the Democrat Party is not about keeping us safe, that the Democrat Party is about handing control over to the most evil regime on the planet and surrendering Americans' freedoms and lives to this evil regime?
Well, put it this way. It's very simple, Chris. In 2020 and in all subsequent presidential elections, who do you think Beijing wants to win? You think they wanted President Trump to win? Somebody that took him on trade, on Taiwan, he stood up to them. For the first time, we had an American president that stood up to them. They want the Democrats to win. I hate to say that, but it's obvious. I mean, Joe Biden in the State of the Union address said, his words, that he was going to be bold, and he was acting boldly on China. And yet, he's never confronted Xi on aggression towards Taiwan. He's never talked to him about fentanyl. Fentanyl killed 80,000 Americans. Most of it's manufactured in China. He didn't even mention it. Chris, that's asymmetrical warfare. He didn't even mention it.
Fifth-generation warfare.
He talked about the Belt and Road Initiative of the Chinese Army.
Yep, it's a psyop. These balloons are meant to tell the American people that our government is incapable of protecting us. Congressman, is China right?
I hope not. You know, and it's frustrating, Chris. You know, as a member of Congress, the executive branch has become so powerful. And we're supposed to be co-equal branches of government. Joe Biden ignored anything that he was acting in a bipartisan fashion the last couple of years. He completely ignored the fact that there were Republicans in the U.S. Senate and House. I can't tell you how many letters and how many overtures we sent to this administration and federal agencies that were just ignored. Scores of them. They just ignored us. And now they can't because we have the power of the purse. And now he has to come to the negotiating table after 2 years.
Well, you know, history shows that America was never involved in a war, never attacked, because we were too strong. And because we are so weak, it is my opinion that this is the reason why China can openly challenge us. This is why China is telling our people that it is futile to resist them, because not only do we have members of the Democrat Party who are willing to surrender to them, we have members of the Republican Party, I'm looking at Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, who are ready to surrender to them as well. Congressman, the timidity of the current government, where they have our military members focused on woke idiocy, is destroying, as you well know, unit cohesion. It's destroying the lack of investment in our military hardware has us at a severe disadvantage to a rising power that is China. And Congressman, this country continues to send over billions of dollars of American money to communist China every single year so they can build more bullets and bombs to kill Americans with. When will it stop?
Well, it's going to stop now because I sit on the Armed Services Committee, and we're not going to pass an NDAA, which is the National, which is the Defense Act. We're not going to pass it. We can't. And there's no doubt to your question, to your point, Chris, that we were stronger militarily 2 years ago than we are today. There's no doubt about that. And I love Reagan's quote, one sentence. We know all too well that war comes not when the forces of freedom are strong, and to you, again, to your point, but when they're weak. It's then that tyrants are tempted. Xi is tempted. And what a lot of Americans don't realize is he's consolidated power tremendously. He basically has the power of Mao. They're not making collective decisions over there with the Politburo. He put all his own cronies in there. They're all yes men. He is running the show. When you get a country that large and that strong, that's chilling.
In your opinion, is Joe Biden, because of his crackhead son, because of his derelict brother and their business dealings over the years, is this current regime sitting in the White House, are they compromised by our communist enemies?
Well, that's exactly why we had a hearing already on Joe or Hunter Biden's laptop last week, Because we need to find out for sure if the President of the United States is compromised or not. Is he the big guy? Was he and his son, were they engaged in influence peddling? Because it's awfully odd, real quickly. Joe Biden said, candidate Biden in 2019, that he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. So he created this firewall out of whole cloth. He said that. And then when we find the laptop, we find that that was a complete lie. He has met with dozens of Hunter Biden's business associates. And I could go teach a 3-credit college course and all that.
Right.
And then suspicious activity reports are something that Bernie Madoff would have gotten and probably did get. They are odd banking moves that they get flagged. Well, the Biden family has had 150 of them, Chris. And Congress used to be able to have access to SARs. Joe Biden changed that when he came into office. We've gotten, through sources, 2 out of 150. What are you hiding, Joe? Why don't you welcome scrutiny if you haven't done anything wrong?
Well, that's the Treasury Department, sir. The Treasury Department is actively withholding evidence, what I believe is treason, is actively withholding evidence of treason. And the Republican Congress has an option. You can either fund the Treasury Department or you can defund it.
We have to act boldly, Chris. To your point, we have got to act boldly and not be passive. We don't want John Boehner 2.0 or Paul Ryan 3.0. We have to go in a different direction. So far, we have, but it's early. It's not. It's the top of the first inning, to use a baseball analogy.
Well, I mean, Congressman, not to put too fine a point on it, I think we're in the bottom of the ninth because with 2 outs. 3 balls and 2 strikes because of what's going on with Communist China. We don't have that, frankly, the luxury to accommodate those who are working to empower China to supplant the United States as the world superpower. We don't have the time. And frankly, let me ask you this of Kevin McCarthy, because you have talked to him a hell of a lot more than I have. Is he aware of what the Democrats are up to and their complicity with Communist China?
Yes, there's no, clearly. And yeah, I was just making the point of Chris with our speaker that it's, he just became speaker. But yes, it is a critical time in our country because we haven't really faced a danger like this. Even the Soviets weren't as dangerous as the Chinese Communist Party is. You got the one man rule now. You have an economy that's almost on par with ours. And it's 11 times larger than Russia's economy. And China has 11 times the population. Mm-hmm. And they have 4.5 times the people that we do. And they are bent on expansion with their Belt and Road Initiative that you see literally being spread all across the globe. And they're licking their lips. And China's just not an island, or Taiwan's not an island of just 23 million people across the straits. It produces 65% of the world's semiconductor chips. So that, with a global economy.
Well, 92%
of
the, 92% of the high grade. Chips that go into our military hardware. And if China gets control of that, it's game over. Folks, we're talking to Congressman Pat Fallon, 4th District here in the great state of Texas. Yeah, and it's dangerous. And I think it's sad that as China wants to expand, it looks to America and we stupidly continue to give them money to expand so they can basically unleash their evil, dark designs on this planet. Speaking of evil, dark designs, over in Communist China, as you know, religion is not permitted. Religion is a crime over in Communist China because you must worship the state. Back here at home, Christopher Wray's FBI has issued a memo that leaked targeting Catholics, saying that they are extremists for having the view that we Catholics have held for 2,000 years, that life is precious, that abortion is wrong. So now our government that is funded by us is labeling the Catholic faith as, quote, extremists. Christopher Wray not only deserves to be fired, Congressman, he deserves to be jailed. And his lieutenants who are implementing these disgusting and disgraceful policies that are counter to the Constitution and anti-American deserve also to be jailed. What is being done about the rogue FBI and DOJ?
We have a committee of it's a weaponization of the federal government. There's a committee that Speaker McCarthy put together, and Jim Jordan is point on that. And we've got to get folks under oath to find out how bad this is, because these kind of reports are just, I'm dumbfounded. I'm a potential terrorist. I'm Catholic. I'm Irish and Italian. I think that's dumb Catholic. And Chris, you can't, you know, we had the Babylon Bee. Beth Dillon came to speak to Lincoln Reagan dinner in Denton County on Saturday night. And he said, people think it's a target-rich environment. It's harder to be satirical because this story should be satirical. This should be something from The Onion or from the Babylon Bee that I don't even know how many Catholics are in the country, 70 million, 80 million, something in that range, are potential terrorists because they want to protect life? This is what happens when you have a secular, woke, rogue regime, and they're weaponizing the FBI. They're weaponizing the DOJ. And that is incredibly – I mean, we grew up thinking the FBI was beyond reproach. That wasn't true.
It's not true.
It sure as hell isn't true now.
No. The FBI has declared war on Christians. The FBI has declared war on Catholics. The FBI has declared itself the enemy of Catholics in the United States, of Catholics around the globe, to be quite frank. And the idea that the FBI is allowed to continue under its current structure with its current funding is absurd. The show, and I think I've even talked with you about this privately, the show is on solid footing in calling for the Department of Justice to be torn down, the FBI to be torn down and rebuilt so that these guardrails can be reinstalled. And those who are responsible for putting out memos like this should be up on criminal charges and should, well, the strongest possible punishment should be unleashed on these people because it is a betrayal. They have betrayed the United States of America, our trust, and our taxpayers, and it ought not go unpunished. Last thing I want to get into you with is about what's happening with Newsmax. Look, I believe that it is every private company's right to be left wing or right wing. You know what? If I had a company, Congressman, and I'm a conservative, I shouldn't be forced to hire left wingers, nor should I be forced to take my profits and donate to left wing causes. So I believe that AT&T's DirecTV has every right to be as left-wing and woke and anti-American as they want to be because they're controlled by their major investor is BlackRock, and you know exactly what BlackRock has been up to in their anti-Americanism. However, AT&T receives taxpayer dollars to expand broadband and cell service in the various 50 states. Can you assure this audience that your office will do everything it can to make sure that zero taxpayer dollars goes to AT&T until they reverse their discriminatory, ideologically bigoted stance against Newsmax?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, the most important diversity we have in this country isn't what the left always harps on. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter your pigmentation. It doesn't matter your gender. And by the way, there's only two, not 56. It's the diversity of thought. That's what I want my children to be exposed to because I'm very confident that if somebody were to get equal time between right of center thinking, left of center thinking, if you use logic, on balance and on net, you're not going to choose left wing. That's why they have to dominate. They need to dominate the message. And it makes no sense to me that the fourth highest rated cable network is being dumped by DirecTV for a quote unquote a cost cutting measure. Newsmax isn't asking for anything that the other channels are being given now.
Right, and to be clear,
they're asking for less.
Yeah, to be clear, we are the fourth most watched cable news channel, and there are left-wing channels out there, 22 of them, that have lower ratings than we do, and they continue to get fees, exorbitant fees, a lot more than we were asking. And so this is pure and simple. We know it's partisan. We know that AT&T, under the auspices of BlackRock and this ESG crap, that we know their motivation is political. And again, they have every right to do that so long as they are denied the billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars that are going into some of these projects. And again, that's, in my opinion, Congressman, the pays de resistance, that you can be ideologically bigoted if you want to be, if you're a private company, but you can't do it with taxpayer money. And what will Congress do to stop all payments to AT&T?
I think we should do that through the appropriations process, quite frankly, Chris. Because that all spending bills start in the House. They originate here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were really shackled for the last 2 years. We no longer are. And it breaks my heart what they did to OAN TV. And it's breaking my heart what they're trying to do to Newsmax.
Yep.
And it was actually refreshing to have more than one option on cable to watch cable news that was either, you know, would tell the truth and wasn't part of the woke culture. And now they want, at least with DirecTV, they want to carry only one.
You don't sit
and
on
instead of three, it should be 8 or 10.
You don't sit on appropriations, do you?
I do not.
Well,
but
you
I have plenty of friends that do.
I was going to say you got friends that do. So please, take our message. That look, it's we're not saying that AT&T doesn't have the right to be woke and anti-American and left-wing. They can do with what they want, but they should be forced to do it without $1 of taxpayer money. Agree?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Conservative.
Hey, this double Catholic says, amen, Chris.
Double Catholic. Well, let me give my high five to the double Catholic and a supportive Catholic high five there. Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody. 4th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris. God bless. Take care.
And that there, my friend, is going to put the wraps on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Check out a couple of websites, won't you please? The first one is TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Always doing innovative journalism there. You'll see stories covered there you're not going to see in the rest of the biased press, the left-wing biased press. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. There is how you track down me, whether it's on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's conservative talk radio in the morning. And got some rumors, folks. We may be expanding that footprint here in the coming days, so stay tuned. Also, check us out on television. Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, Monday through Friday. Your afternoons, your afternoon destination, if you will, on cable news. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
The share it with a friend deal. Even if that friend is yourself. Your McDonald's, your rules.
There's a deal for every friendship at McDonald's. Like right now, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles or a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles and get the second one for just a buck. And complete your meal with an icy cold Coke. Order ahead on the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.